You're listening to Atlanta Sounds at 5 years of age. Some of the best stories from some of the best producers, and one of them sitting right across from me, Kate Sweeney from WABE Production. Thanks for joining us, Kate.
Thanks for having me, Dave. It's good to be here.
When you look back at Atlanta Sounds, is there a story that sticks with you?
I always think back to one of the first Atlanta Sounds I did back in 2009. We got a phone call, I think, from someone who worked at the VA Medical Center over on Claremont Road, who said that there was a man who played trumpet there.
Right. My name is Edward Griffin, and I come to the VA parking deck to play my trumpet. And a lot of the patients here open their windows or just listen to it. And I've had people... I've looked across, they didn't even go home. They'll start up the car and they'll just wait until I'm finished and so they can hear it.
Atlanta Sounds.
He wanted a place to go to practice the trumpet, and he liked the acoustics of the parking garage. And in the recording, you can hear the way the acoustics really are something unique and something spectacular, because you can sort of hear it swirling around you. What stands out about this particular Atlanta Sound, when it comes down to it, is this music. And it is something real. It's a real moment. And he's still doing it today.
How do you prepare for an Atlanta Sounds recording, Kate?
You always think about capturing the sound as best you can, first off. What is the best equipment you can use? What kind of microphone do you want to use? Where do you want to go? We also want the voice of that one person who can tell us about what only he or she knows. What you always call that element is the golden coin. What is this sort of rich moment that this one person can hand to us that no one else could hand us? And one way that I like to look at that is, when we're going to someone, we're not just asking a yes or no question. We want to know something that only you know from your personal experience.
And, you know, I find that that is such a good question to ask. And mostly I'm getting people that answer because they're so pleased that somebody finally asked.
Absolutely. And that is such a great moment as a radio producer. It is why I love my job, because you're standing there and you're listening and you see someone's face light up as he or she talks and says the thing that they've been waiting to tell someone for so long.
Well, Kate, anything else that on Atlanta Sounds?
When I think about Atlanta Sounds, what I think makes it uniquely compelling, what I think makes it the thing that when I meet people and talk to them about what I do, Atlanta Sounds is one of the things that they love to chat with me about, which is the coolest thing in the world, is that these moments really resonate with people. And I think that listeners take a certain ownership and pride in Atlanta Sounds, and I do too, getting to work on it. So thanks. It's been a good 5 years.
Comments there from producer Kate Sweeney. You're listening to Atlanta Sounds at 5 years of age.
Okay, let me find this famous piece. I am Harry Vosdias. I'm 88 years old, and I make copies of 18th century Baroque oboes.
Those are oboes, and this is a tenor oboe.
I've made over 450 oboes. They're all out there somewhere.
These three here are classical oboes. That's later in the 18th century.
This is an obert amore. A regular oboe is in C,
This is in A. Well, they're very ornamental. It's like an 18th century bedpost.
A number of chisels in here.
Okay, right now we're in my workshop, which is originally designed as the den of the house. We're surrounded by tools, clamps, saws, hammers, and files. In the middle of the floor is my wood lathe, which I turn the oboes by hand. They think they're making cars beautiful nowadays by having new models and having very fast lines. This was the 18th century fashion for beauty. That's why it's called Baroque, meaning very ornate. The thing is, for me, it's a means to an end, and the end is music.
One of the things that I think we've found over the years is that the easiest way to get people talking is to ask them about the thing that they love doing.
Producer Mike Johns joins us now. He was behind many of the Atlanta Sound stories and was really instrumental as a producer in the early days of the series. And one of his stories was about someone who races cars at a closed track at Turner Field. And this race car driver includes a memorable phrase. You remember? It was...
Faster, faster, faster.
Hi, I'm Allison Hill, and you are at Atlanta Solo Region Autocross. So you start off the line, the guy gives you the go signal, and just hit the gas. First thing is to get it into second gear. And then faster, 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 faster. It's a lot of pressure, but it's only for 60 seconds at a time.
Allison told me on the phone the other day that her friends at work make fun of her for saying faster, faster, faster. But had she not said that, that was this moment of beautiful honesty, of openness, of rapport that you had established with her, that she was just being herself and this is how she races. And I think that's really what makes this one of the really strong stories in the series.
Well, Allison is a really gregarious and very friendly and inviting person. Actually, when I met her through a friend, she pitched the Atlanta Sound to me. Like, hey, I drive a race car. You should come ride in it with me. And, you know, how can you pass up an offer like that? And so you hear it in the background of this particular Atlanta Sound, but, you know, you hear the revving of the engine and you hear the car recorded from the inside during the race. That was done by sitting in the passenger seat, clutching onto the seatbelt and the handle by the door, zooming around corners. It was terrifying and exhilarating, and it was, I'm really glad that I think maybe some of that came across in the story.
Talk about the, you know, you're saying you're in the car, you're experiencing it from the inside, but you actually record when we're out, we record in layers. Can you tell us about some of the layers that you record in order to make one sound?
Oh, yeah. I spent an entire morning at the track there. My first bit of recording was, talking to Allison outside of the car and getting her to tell her story. And then I took the ride in the car. But then after that, I took a couple of microphones out and set them up in stereo right next to the track so that I could get that, you know, that sound of a car just zooming right by. Yeah, so there's a good three or four layers of sound just in that little 30-second bit. And, yeah, I think that's one thing that maybe a lot of people might not realize is that a few hours at least a few hours of work goes into just that little 30-second thing that you hear on the radio.
Mike Johns, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
How'd you like it?
Oh,
right.
That was exhilarating.
It gets your blood up.
Yeah.
Thank you.
WABE producer Mike Johns. And tonight, as we finish, we'd like to again thank everyone who has helped record and produce stories for us over the years. We'd like to remind you that many of the Atlanta sounds that you heard tonight are also featured as an audio slideshow at our webpage, wabe.org/Atlanta Sounds. But you can also find these audio slideshows from time to time on our sister television station, PBA 30. But there is one more person we would like to thank, and that is you, the listener. Over these past 5 years, we have asked for your input and we have gotten hundreds of ideas. We read and consider each one and are very appreciative of the ideas that keep coming, and so we, in turn, will keep producing. I'm David Baraswain, the curator of Atlanta Sounds, which is a production of 90.1 WABE Atlanta. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to tell us about your sound ideas at wabe.org/AtlantaSounds, and thanks.